It's a privilege to bring to you the Word of God this morning. We're going to be taking our scriptures over in the book of John chapter 14 this morning. Over the Easter time, of course, we realize what a blessing it is to be a Christian. A lot of the world will understand what being saved is all about, but I'm glad there's a reality of salvation to those that belong to Him. It's a power that no one else experienced until the saving grace of God comes into your heart. We thank the Lord for that this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs today. Of course, a lot of folks I know got a lot of needs in your life this morning, and trust that God will touch you and help you through this situation. God is still in control. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this day for the privilege to be once again before the microphone to open the Word of God. Try to be a blessing to those that are listening today. Trust we can be, and I pray you'd speak to every heart. Encourage every believer. Lift the spirits of those that are discouraged, those that are despondent and disappointed. We pray that you would help them to look to you for strength and for grace that you promise that would be ours because we belong to you. I pray now open the Word of God to us. May it be a blessing to some precious heart today that needs you in salvation. Somebody that has drifted away from the Lord, gotten out into sin, I pray you'd speak to them today. This might be the time they'll turn back to you. Now have your will and way, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's reading six verses now, John chapter 14 today, and want to go back into verse 4 for the thought the Lord's laid upon our heart for the message today. John 14 and verse 4, the Bible said he told Thomas, said, and whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. The way you know. I want to preach today on the line of thinking on the way that we know. The way that we know. It's a real way today. It's a real way. And of course, the way that we know today, of course, is by the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way, none of the name under heaven given among men, whereby that we must be saved. We know He's the way, as He said here in the Scriptures. Now we've got the word from the Lord here. This is Jesus speaking in my Bible here today. It's got the letters are in red, symbolizing that it's Jesus speaking to us as what he was saying. And so he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now here the Bible said, of course, the way that we know today is a wonderful way. It's a wonderful way. Jesus made this way and gave us this way, and we're walking in that today. It's just good to be a child of God in view of everything that's going on in the world today, things that we're facing in the life as we know it. Our friends, our family, our neighbors are hurting in situations where they're being neglected from things that they can do. But I'm glad we've still got the Lord. Let me encourage you today that if you need some encouragement, you look to your Bible, you get on your knees, and you talk to the Lord. There's a way that you can get some help. But the way that we know today, first of all, it's by person. It's by the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus verified this here in verses 6, where the Bible said that Jesus said unto him, he talked to him, I am the way. It's a personal way by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a by person. It's not by a group. But it's by a person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a father today, and my father's got a son, and his name is Jesus, and he is the way, the truth, and the life, and we know that way today. So the way that we know is by person, and that's by Jesus Christ. You say, well, I've got religion. You say, well, I've I pray to a God. But let me tell you, the God that you're praying to don't have a living son named Jesus that has went to the cross and went to the grave and was resurrected and came out and ascended back to the heavenlies. If you don't have that, you don't have the right God. But I'm glad we've got a God today that gives us the truth, and it's by a truthful way that we have our salvation today. Jesus himself said, I am the truth, the way of the life. I am the truth. So the person that we know whose name is Jesus is a truthful person with us today. He said, I am the truth. And so you have to know, have to look any further than to find the way that God wants us to have, and that's by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so it's given by God. His Son was given by the Lord. He revealed him to a sinful world and brought to him, to us, born of a virgin, my friend, that we might have a Savior. And so we find that Jesus is a truthful way by the person of truth. He's a person of truth today. And so when you look to the Bible, now you've got to believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to believe this Bible. You've got to believe what this Bible says about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about just some book that you pick up somewhere, but I'm talking about the God-inspired Bible, the Holy Ghost inspired holy men of God, and they spake as they were moved and by the Holy Ghost, and gave to us the divine and the preserved Word of God. For every generation has got a copy of the Word of God, and I'm glad of that today. So it's a life, it's a truthful way. You find the truth, you got to look to your Bible and find out the truth today. And so truth is in this Bible. And listen, this Bible has proven itself to be true. The prophecies that was prophesied hundreds of years before came to pass exactly the way that God said that it would in the Scriptures. Jesus came and came exactly as God said that he would come, born of a virgin. Even Isaiah talked about that. And so we've got the truth has been verified by a Bible that has been proven to be true. You've got to believe the Bible. You've got to believe what the Word of God has got to say. So it's a truthful way. Number two in that, it's a life-giving way. Jesus said, oh, look what he said here in this verse. He said, I am the life. I am the life. Look what he said in verses 19 of chapter 14. And we found that he talked about himself. And of course, the Bible said in the last part of that verse that Jesus said, listen, there is life, a life-giving way. I am the way and the life. You see, and he said, because I live, ye shall live also. And there's a life-giving way. He gives us life by his life that Jesus gave unto us. It's a life. If you've got life, you got it from the Lord. You've got it from him. It's life that was given by him. As he said there in these scriptures, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And there is a way. It's an exclusive way. You can't come except by Jesus Christ. It's exclusively. He said, you can't come to the Father but by me. You've got to come by Jesus Christ, the Lord that saved us by his grace. Jesus that came to this world and proved to this world that he was God in the flesh. And brother, he gave himself as a sacrifice for the sins of this world, and was carried to the cross of Calvary and crucified there on that old rugged cross, and they hung him between the heavens and the earth. And my friend, listen, they pronounced him dead and put him in a tomb, but 3 days and 3 nights later he came out of that grave, and he's alive and well today. It's an exclusive way. It's by him. It's by and by the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, by his birth he came, and by his life and his powerful resurrection, and we're given our life today. Thank God for his birth. Amen. We celebrate at Christmas time the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, we come at Easter time and we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And meet on the first day of the week, as God told us that Jesus rose on the first day of the week, and we meet and celebrate our Savior on that day. And thank God, it's an exclusive way. You've got to come by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so salvation, and the way that we know is by a person, it's by Jesus Christ. The way that we know is by a promise. And number two, it's by a promise. In chapter 14 and verses 27, let me read you this. Jesus made a promise to those that would believe and talk to his believers here. He said, "Peace I leave with you, not as the world, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You see, peace comes, my friend, exclusively by Jesus. He made a promise, and there was a promise made, a promise of peace. Amen. Listen, peace comes. Peace is talked about a lot in the world we're living in today. And most of the time when they're talking about peace coming, it's because there's been some hostilities toward another, toward someone else, one country to another. And we're talking about that we've got peace simply in that setting. The peace you're talking about is a ceasing of hostilities, and they just stop fighting. But the peace that Jesus is talking about, my friend, is not just a ceasing of hostilities, but it's a relationship established by God and by him to us, and brought us together through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that the mediator that brings peace in our hearts. And Jesus said, he makes a promise, "My peace I give unto you." That's a promise made to those that will come to the Savior today. And if you don't have that peace today, you can have that peace if you'll just come to Jesus Christ, the blessed Lamb of God. It's a promise of peace that was made by him. The Bible said, "Those that come unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out." And that's a promise. He will not cast you out. He will not turn you away. He will not refuse you peace in your heart. You're looking for a ceasing of hostilities. You're looking for the wrong kind of peace. The peace we're talking about today is the peace of God, and it passeth all understanding. It keeps our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. It's by him today. It's by him today, praise God. A promise of peace was made, and that's how I receive the peace that I have in my heart today, is by coming to the Savior, and he gave me that peace. Listen, secondly, it's a personal peace. Amen. It's a personal peace. What did he say there in verses 27? "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." It's a personal peace given by the Savior. "My peace I give unto you," a personal peace. Amen. Between you and God, between me and God, there was a relationship established that gave me peace in my soul and peace in my heart, and my friend, calmed my spirit and let me know I was a child of God. A personal peace. It's my peace. And amen. If you get saved and by God's grace, it's your peace that God gives unto you and by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then listen, not only that, but it's not only a promise of peace made by him, it's a personal peace established by him, but it's a powerful peace, and my friend, that God gives unto him. It's a powerful peace. Hey, this peace is given by God that can completely forgive all of your sins. He can bring you a new heart and give you a new life and establish a relationship with him through his Son, the Lord Jesus. And my friend, it's given. It's a powerful peace. He said, "Not as the world giveth." The world cannot give you a peace that God can give unto you. It just can't do it, my friend. And there's no peace like that found in this world today. "Not as the world giveth." That's what Jesus said. Not like the world does. Not like they give. Not just a ceasing of hostilities at one country toward another, but the peace of God that floods the soul of a man that's given over to the Lord Jesus, accepts him by faith, confesses their sinners and needs to be saved, accepts his blood that was shed on Calvary at the atonement for their sins, and nothing gives them a peace that not the world cannot give. They can't understand it. They can't replicate it. They can't duplicate it. And they can't produce it. It only comes from the Lord. It's a peace that only God can give. And Jesus made that promise unto everybody that would come unto him. It's by a person, my friend, the peace that we're, the way that we know this morning, is by a person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by a promise. Amen. Not only by a promise, but it's by a provision. God gives a provision for us today. Amen. A provision is made for you and I. And there's a lot of folks that would say, well, preacher, you know, I'd get saved, but I just can't live right. I don't want to get saved till I can live right. You can never live right in yourself. It's not you that liveth, but it's Christ that lives in you and makes you a possibility to live for him. That's the only way we can do it today, is by the indwelling of the Spirit of God that's on the inside of every saint of God. And this by provision. Jesus makes provision for you and I that we can survive in a sinful world and say no to the things of this world and this pulling in us and trying to get us into this world system and try to get us in the devil's clutches. Everything in the world has been thrown at every individual today to keep them lost, to get somebody that's saved to get away from God and lose the blessings of the Lord. But I'm telling you, brother, Jesus made provisions that you and I today could have something in this. The way that we know is a way of victory that is given to us by the Lord today. It's by a provision. In chapter 15 in verse 3, the Bible said, "Now ye are clean through the words that I've spoken unto you." There's cleansing. Amen. There is complete and total forgiveness of every sin that you committed before you got saved. It's right there, forgiven by the Lord. You're clean through the Word of God, through the birth that God gives you being saved, and by His wonderful grace. Praise God. It's a way, not when a provision is given unto us. It's not only that, but it's a way of complete cleansing by that blood from all of our past sins and all the things that haunted us and that drove us to the place we had to give up and say, "God, I can't do it any longer. I need Jesus in my heart. I need to be saved. I save me." And I tell you, when God put that peace in you and give you the peace of God that pass all understanding, He also has given to us a provision in the Word of God that we can survive daily and nothing, in whatever situation that we're in, we can survive and live for the Lord the rest of our life. We can stay in church. We can stay right with God. And we can live for Him because simply the Word of God is given as a provision for you and I to walk with God in this old sinful world. That's all because of His resurrection. Amen. It's a powerful peace. It's a provision that was given. It's a way of daily cleansing. You've got to have a daily cleansing. Amen. So many children of God are walking every day in defeat because they don't go back to the Lord in their daily cleansing from the Word of God. He said, "You're clean to the words that I've spoken unto you." He's speaking to us in this Bible. Go to your Bible. Read your Bible. Get on your knees and keep your life clean before God. You say, "Preacher, I failed." Hey, well, when you fail, get right with God. Confess it to Him. He understands and He knows. And the same blood that cleansed you from your past sins will cleanse you from your present sins. And will keep you in fellowship with the God of heaven. And you can walk with God every day of your life. It's a way of daily cleansing. And brother, there's a reason for that. God gives us a way that we can be surviving in this world we're living in today, in this sinful life that we're living in. He gives a way that we can survive and be a blessing to others and bring somebody else in the same peace that we have. The way that we know is the peace that they can know how what we have in our hearts today. Amen. So there's that provision was made by the Word of God. It's a way of fruitfulness. And in that daily cleansing, in our daily walk with the Lord, there's a fruitfulness that can be in our lives that we can help others along the way. Hey, you know, there's some sinner out there today that you know. There's some of your neighbors that you know. There's some of your families that you know. There's folks that we know in this life. They don't know Jesus. They've never been saved by God's grace. But they know us, and they know what we have. And Brother God, give us a way of having a testimony before them that can see the change in our lives, and we can point them to Jesus. Amen. It's the way that we know that God works in our lives today. And so it's a way of fruitfulness. In verse 4 of chapter 15, the Bible said, abide in me, and I abide in you. Amen. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, nor can ye, except you abide in me. And you say, how do you abide in him? Abide in the Word of God. Stay on your knees. Stay in the Bible. Go to church. Brother, I tell you, live for God. Tell somebody about Jesus, what he's done for you, abiding in him. Is simply doing what he would do in your situation. And brother, he walked with his Father. He communed with his Father. He read the Word of God. He knew the Word of God. And brother, he used it in this life. And brother, he lived a sinless life in this world today. You and I can live a life above reproach. We're still in the flesh and we will fail. Jesus never failed. Jesus never sinned. He never committed a sinful thought nor committed a sinful deed. He never did. And brother, he gave us a pattern to walk after. But he made a promise. Now, you know, the provision was made in the Word of God for us that are saved. Now, he knew that when he inspired John to write 1 John chapter 1. He said, I command you not to sin. He tells us not to sin. The Word of God tells us, don't sin. Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. And then all these commandments that God gives not to do. But he knew that we're living in the flesh and we're waiting on the time when it change our vile body made like unto his. But while we're here, we've got to have something to give us something to live for the Lord in. And he made that provision. So it told us in 1 John, he said, I command you not to sin. But he said, if you do. Amen. If you do, if any man sin, we had an advocate with the Father. And his name is Jesus. The way that we know is by him. Amen. Not only for salvation, but for a daily walk with God. When we fail God, when we lay our guard down, and we get tripped up in sin at the daily walk of our lives, what do? We confess it to him. Lord of sin, just like go to your daddy and tell him what you've done. That's the greatest blessing you've ever done in your life, is tell him how you failed. And there's forgiveness. He said, I command you not to say, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and his name is Jesus Christ the righteous. We confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Thank God, there's a way of fruitfulness. The provision is made for us to be made fruitful. And then when folks see that we stand with our walk with God, and when we commit sin, we get it right with him, and they see that in our lives, but that gives us influence that we can tell them about the Savior, and they know it's real. When year after year, day after day, month after month, decade after decade, you're still pulling out from the driveway and going to the house of God. You're still telling others about Jesus. You're still reading your Bible. You're still loving your Lord. And you're still singing his praises. And my friend, through all those years, and there's something there that makes them want to listen, and they know who to call when they need some help, and they need to get saved. And there's a way of fruitfulness in provision that God has made for you and I. We can be fruitful in a Christian life. It's a way that we know. The way that we know is a way of fruitfulness. Amen. By way of fruitfulness. And not only that, but it's a joy of service. The way we know is a way of service. A joy of service. There's joy in serving Him. Amen. There's joy in serving Him. It's a joy of service. In verse 11, the Bible said this. In verse 11, He said, "These things have I spoken unto you." Chapter 15, "have spoken unto you that my joy not remain in you." You see, what the Lord does, He wants the joy we received when we got saved by God's grace, the thrill of the new birth, the thrill of sins forgiven. There's a joy He can maintain in our lives, and that's what it's all about in our daily walk with God, maintaining that joy. Maintaining that joy. The Bible said that in that verse 11, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy, oh, it's our joy today that's given us by the Lord, that your joy may be full. Amen. Oh, your joy may be full. So you see, there's a maintaining of that. There's a provision made in our walk with God every day that we can still live for Him in spite of our temptations and fears and tears and my friend things that come upon us. There's a way of victory God has given to us by the Word of God. And it's all because that Jesus got up from the grave and proved to the world that the Bible is true. Amen. He proved that. It's a joy of service. The joy of service. You lost your joy. You got out of church. You got a little lame excuse that, well, I live just as well at home as I can at church. Well, if it wasn't for old so-and-so, I'd go to church. Just lame excuses. Boy, there's no reason for that. There can be a joy maintained in your life, and you've lost your influence. You've lost your joy. You've lost your testimony. You've lost the means by keeping alive the gospel of Jesus Christ around you. And you're headed for the judgment seat of Christ empty-handed. And you'll stand there with tears empty-handed when you see those. You could have won to God being cast in the lake of fire. I'm telling you, there's a place we can be in this life. It's a way that we know to maintain our walk with God and be fruitful in our walk with Him. It's a joy of service. So there's a joy. I'm going to close with this one. It's by the way that we know is by a precious position given. By a precious position. I like what he said here in verses 15. Jesus gives a position here. "Henceforth I call you not servants," he said, "for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth." So he's talking about a household servant just simply serving because he's got to do that. And he don't know what his Lord is doing. He don't know what kind of how much the fertilizer bill is. He don't know how much the cattle are bringing on the market. He's just a simple servant there. And now he's not talking about a servant of God. He's talking about it just a servant, just somebody that's serving because of duty. But he said, "I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends." I've called you friends. Hallelujah. He said, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. Hallelujah. The position we've been given is of a friend. A friend of God. Hey, we're friend of God. He's our friend. And there's a friend that's taken closer than a brother. But you know what happened when we got saved? He made us His friend. Amen. We're His friend. And He's our friend. Amen. And so that position is given to us. And not just a called friend, but "I've called you friend." He said, "I'm calling you a friend. I'm calling you a friend because of what you've done to let me recognize you, because you accepted the resurrection and the blood of my Son that was given on Calvary. And because you accepted that, I can call you a friend." Amen. Jesus said, "You accept what I'm doing, what I'm going to do, and what I've done. I'm calling you a friend. I'm going to tell you everything my Father says." So we've got that complete, precious position as one that knows exactly what's taking place in this world today. Listen, my friend, listen. If you got that position, a called friend, "I have called you friend." Has He called you a friend today? Has he called you a friend? Is there an altar place you could find somewhere today right close by there? You could bow before the Lord and you could ask him to come into your heart. Believe on his son, Jesus Christ. Let him come into your heart and your life. And tell him you're a sinner. Tell him you're sorry. If you've been saved, you're away from God. Get on your face before God. Tell him your sin. Commit to God. Admit to God what he already knows about you. Tell him you're sorry. He wants forgiveness. He said, those that come unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out. He will forgive you today. He will forgive you today. Listen, my friend, the way that we know is a powerful way. The way that we know today is a way that every people can know. Only way we're going to survive is by coming God's way. And brother, you stay in God's way. Some of you out there, you're not in church, and you ought to be. You know that. You're not going to survive that way. You have to stand before God empty-handed and saying, God, I lived in defeat. Don't have to do that. God already knows where you are. He already wants to forgive you. He's a God that forgives. He's a God that loves you. Let God help you today. Bow before him. Get your needs met. God will meet you. He will meet you. God bless you. Until next time is our prayer.